Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And Melody will not be joining us today. She took some time off to take care of some personal business, which I understand completely. But myself and Wendy will be here in a minute. Wendy always comes in with interesting topics. Today we're talking about something called walking pneumonia that's actually spreading across the globe a little bit. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. But into the metals in the markets. Gold is still holding its own, up 640 to 2025.20. Silver is down slightly, 22 cents to 23.92. Platinum is down 12 to 889. Palladium is down 11 to 930. Gold is still holding its own. Silver is still doing fair. All the U.S. markets were down. Dow was down 60 to 36.067. NASDAQ was down 60 to 14.170. S&P was down 14 to 4553. The foreign markets were all up. FTSE was up 0.97% to 18666. DAX was up 0.75% to 16656. Nikkei was up 2.1% at 33445. Hang Seng was up 0.83% to 16463. USDX was up also to up 16 to 10421. Oil was down almost $3 to $69.34. The 10-year yield was down 0.046 to 4.123. So, still a mixed bag, but I'm still liking the idea that gold is still over 2,000. Silver's picking on 24, and I do expect silver to take a big turnaround real soon. I don't know how much, but I expect to go over up to 28, 29 in the very near future, next couple of months at least. But keep your eyes, of course, on gold. Gold will go back up again, folks. It shattered its last record, shattered it by at least $80 last couple of days ago. So it's going to go back up again, I guarantee it. Now let's go to our guest, as always, on Wednesdays, Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. Always, always interesting to listen to and covers very important topics. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you and all the listeners. Yeah, we're going to talk about that walking pneumonia. We've got a couple outbreaks in Ohio and Connecticut, but as you mentioned, there are some other areas that, like China and Denmark, that are also dealing with it. So the news is reporting on the rise in the pneumonia cases, and in some cases, it is even being described as a surge in walking pneumonia. So you may be hearing different names, too. They're describing the condition as microplasma pneumonia or white lung. And these names may give the impression that it's some sort of new form of pneumonia, but we shouldn't be concerned because it's not. It's not a new form of pneumonia. So the American Lung Association describes walking pneumonia as a non-medical term for a mild case of pneumonia. Say, they say a more medically correct term would be atypical pneumonia and could be even caused by mold, viruses, or bacteria, often common bacterium called Mycoplasma pneumonia. So according to infectious disease specialists, the fastest way to make someone sick is through the pulmonary, the lungs. So if you breathe something in, that's the fastest way to infect you. So states are on alert, listening to your news outlets. The states are reporting a lot of cases. However, other countries also reporting some. And to be clear, pneumonia is a bacterial infection. The disease called Mycoplasma pneumonia produces mild respiratory infection. However, if not addressed properly, you know, with some nutrition and rest, your infection could become more serious. And modern medicine really has no drug treatment for walking pneumonia, Pastor Butch. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I thought that would be something easy to take care of. I didn't know that.
Well, if you get a full-blown infectious bacterial pneumonia, then they would put you on a special type of antibiotic. Usually it's limited, maybe a Z-Pak. But the District of Warren County in Ohio said 145 children ages 3 to 14 fell ill with walking pneumonia. And John Kelly, MD, he's with Redwood Pediatrics in Massachusetts. He said there are no medications to give to cure walking RSV viral pneumonia. Once you have it, it's all supportive care. New York State Department of Health says because Mycoplasma infection usually resolves on its own, antibiotic treatments of mild symptoms is not always necessary. Forbes also chimed in and said there are no vaccines to prevent Mycoplasma infection, but in severe cases it could be treated with antibiotics if it becomes a bacterial form of pneumonia. Also, Buddy Cheech, MD, pediatric infectious disease specialist with Vanderbilt, says the frontline antibiotics that treat most kinds of pneumonia don't work with Mycoplasma infections. So if you go to the doctor, they're going to say, you know, go home, rest, drink plenty of fluids, and, you know, take Tylenol. That's what they're going to say.
Hmm.
Okay. So, and you may be asking, what is white lung? Some people don't even know that term. The disease described as white lung is a Mycoplasma pneumonia. White lung is a nickname science has given the pneumonia due to the white patches that appear on the lungs during a chest X-ray. Streptococcus and endoviruses also cause pneumonia. And we're told that cases started in the summer and then kind of picked up in children and our young adults in October and November. Now, respiratory syncytium virus, or the RSV, as Dr. Kelly was saying, is also another name for viruses combined causing walking pneumonia, now circulating through Western Massachusetts. Now, typically, antibiotics are not effective and they're not given. And Dr. John Kelly says viral pneumonia can mimic the flu, so kids and people could be misdiagnosed. And a way to tell if you have a pulmonary problem that is affecting, you can check for the following. Swallowing can become difficult, and fast breathing may be a symptom, as well as struggling to breathe. And also check the, as a person breathes around the rib cage, if there's a contraction around the ribs, if you know skin seems to kind of suck in when they're breathing, that's an indication they have a bad case of pneumonia, as well as a spike in fever. So those are all indicators that it may not be walking pneumonia.
Hmm.
Also, the White House says the outbreak isn't related to any other outbreaks statewide, nationally, or globally, which is not true. Also, symptoms, sore throat, this is your walking pneumonia, sneezing, coughing, fever, chills, runny nose, wheezing, headache, ear pain or ear infection, chest soreness, and nausea or vomiting. There's where your flu symptoms seem to appear, see? Let's see, Dr. Kelly also says a less serious version of the virus called respiratory syncytium virus or RSV will usually resolve with a lasting cough and flu-like symptoms. So according to Dr. Kelly, they're seeing in Massachusetts, 80% of the kids with walking pneumonia develop the virus as a result of first having a cold or flu bug, and 20% are attributed to bacteria, which is then treated with an antibiotic like a Z-Pak. Now, you know about the pneumonia vaccine. You've heard of it, right, Pastor Butch?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about this because a lot of people think, oh, well, I should go out and get one. Well, the pneumonia vaccine called Prevnar, used in the United States, is primarily for Streptococcus pneumonia bacteria. According to our medicine, scientific medicine, the vaccine cannot prevent all cases or types of pneumonia. So the vaccine is advertised as lowering the chances of catching pneumonia. Therefore, you can get pneumonia even after you get the vaccine. People who are more vulnerable to getting pneumonia and who are also encouraged to get the vaccine are people with weak immune systems, diabetics, people with heart disease, asthmatics and emphysema patients, HIV and AIDS patients, organ transplant patients, cancer and chemotherapy patients, smokers, because the hairs inside the lungs are designed to filter out pathogens and they get damaged if you smoke. Also heavy drinkers, because it lowers their white blood cell count, which is your antibodies, and your post-trauma patients. Now, there are two pneumonia vaccines, Pastor Butch. One is supposed to protect you from 13 bacterial types of pneumonia, and it's called PCV13. The other one is a vaccine supposedly protects you from 23 types of pneumonia called PPSV23. And medicine often prescribes both of these vaccines to patients and usually given once with a possible booster shot. And the symptoms reported after you get the vaccines are fever, tenderness, redness, swelling at the injection site, irritability, flu symptoms, loss of appetite, sore muscles, allergic reactions they consider to be rare. And the ingredients in your vaccines, well, if you see these ingredients, Pastor Butch, on your dinner plate, you probably wouldn't eat it. And there's also heavy metals, which are not very good for the human body, especially the brain. So in your vaccines is 2.0 milligrams of polysaccharide, which is a cellulose sugar molecule from 14 serotypes or strains of microorganisms of bacteria and viruses, 4.0 milligrams of polysaccharide cellulose sugar molecule from 6 B serotypes or pneumonia strains, 30 milligrams of CRM197, which is a carrier protein, genetically modified diphtheria toxin, used as a carrier protein in vaccines for strep, influenza, meningitis, and pneumonia pathogens, 1.55 milligrams of L-histidine, a positively charged amino acid used to treat the biosynthesis of proteins, 1 milligram of polysorbate 20, which is a stabilizer, 4.50 milligrams of sodium chloride, and 125 milligrams of aluminum phosphate adjuvant.
Wow, that all sounds so yummy, doesn't it?
I don't know. Scientific research has been actually reporting for some time that your pneumonia vaccines are not effective as advertised. Here is Oxford Academic, July 2010. There is debate surrounding the effectiveness of the 23-valent pneumonial polysaccharide vaccine, PBV, end of quote. Now, Oxford Academic did a study and followed 2,950 patients over the age of 60 for almost 4 years after they got their pneumonia vaccine, and they found that the vaccine did not prevent pneumonia infections or death by pneumonia. And also, they chimed in and said, Oxford said, one half of the patients discharged from the hospital after pneumonia did die or are subsequently hospitalized with a vaccine-preventable infection within 5 years of getting the vaccine, which was not associated with a reduced risk of death or hospitalization. Better pneumonia vaccine strategies are urgently needed. So it really didn't protect them from pneumonia or death or hospitalization. So it appears that at least one of your versions of the pneumonia vaccine, the PPSV23, is not highly effective at preventing pneumonia. In fact, a report from Oxford Academic stated the vaccine does not reduce the risk of death or hospitalization from pneumonia, especially for patients previously hospitalized with pneumonia or for the higher risk patient group. The Oxford Academic report also confirmed what the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center reported in 2008. And in addition, they stated that the vaccine used in other countries such as sub-Saharan region of Africa were not effective either.
Gee.
Here's what the National Medicine National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center said in 2008, and it did appear in the Journal of Vaccine also in 2004. They said, according to the WHO data, the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine PCV13 is an ineffective instrument for pneumonia prevention in children. There is also an increase induced of asthma, which it will deter the use of the vaccine, especially in children. So the kids got asthma after they got this vaccine.
My, my, my.
So you have two specific reports stating that each version of the pneumonia vaccine are not effective, and we have several reports saying pneumonia vaccines is essential, unless, you know, in the prevention of pneumonia infection, hospitalization, and death for young and the old, but it doesn't work. Yet for 20 years, the vaccine are still recommended and being used, and patients are told the vaccine can help them avoid pneumonia, illness, and death, when the truth is it doesn't. And let's consider the reasons why they're still being used, Pastor Butch. Out of pocket, your pneumonia vaccine costs $200 to $250. Health insurance usually covers the entire cost of this vaccine. 65% of the U.S. adults 65 to 74 years of age do get the pneumonia vaccine. That's 33.1 million people. 75% of U.S. adults 75 years old get the pneumonia vaccine. That's 22,874 people. 82% of U.S. children get the pneumonia vaccine. That's 15 million people. So using the $200 price per vaccine, the pneumonia shot pays the vaccine manufacturers for the children pneumonia, $3 billion. For the 75-year of age and older group, $4.6 million. And for the 65 to 74 age group, $6.6 billion. So about $10 billion is the reason the pneumonia vaccines are promoted and sold in the United States. And those are just earnings that they aren't considering the global use of the product at all.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
But if you want to learn to avoid pneumonia, I got some tips here. Now, avoiding pneumonia won't be 100% preventable, but there are ways to naturally reduce your likelihood of getting it. So during outbreaks, you want to avoid crowds. Also, reduce or avoid refined sugar because it lowers your immunity. Asthmatics should avoid cow's milk products, including butter. It creates mucus for them. Also, wash your hands frequently after you touch transmission surfaces like public door handles, shopping carts, gas pumps, service counters, etc. Avoid eating out or getting takeout during the cold and flu season. You'll get sick if you do that, you know? Because people that work at these places go to work sick because they need a paycheck. Use immune support supplements often, and also reduce or avoid dehydration beverages like caffeine and alcohol. And if you're traveling abroad by plane, the number one surface on a plane that's most infectious is the fold-down tray in front of you. So, yeah, I mean, because you have to push the tray up and lock it in order to leave the plane, and then the cleaning crew comes in and they don't do anything with it. Now, there's some lovely herbal supplements that help the body with pneumonia. I like to combine echinacea, ginseng, garlic, and parta arco. And I like lobelia for decongestants. So those formulas are in the pneumonia kit at Apothecary Herbs. Thyme tincture is also available to help control a cough, especially at night, so you can sleep. Also, we'd like to layer in some Typhoo oil to disinfect the airway and shrink swollen tissues. So all these products, including other immune support formulas, are at our Apothecary Herbs store. And they can call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, ThePowerHerbs.com if they want to visit us online. And coming soon at the end of the month is our new product catalog, Pastor Butch.
Yep, it's next year coming up pretty soon.
I know, but, you know, it's coming in, hopefully, the printer said the end of December, so oh, we're so hoping. And so we're putting people on a list since we're out of catalogs at the moment, but the new one's going to be here in a few weeks. So if you need a catalog, we'll put you on the list. Also, Christmas is just around the corner, so get ready for that.
As ready as I'm going to get.
Well, you know, it is a stressful time of year. People are, you know, in the cold and flu season, so take good care of themselves, get rest, and drink plenty of fluids because we're into, you know, Cokes and iced teas and adult beverages, and those are all very dehydrating.
That's very true. Very true. Wendy, you're amazing. I love listening to you. You're a walking encyclopedia. Thanks for being with me.
Well, my pleasure, and we'll talk real soon.
See you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Folks, talk at the break. There's a lot more to talk about. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival. And if you haven't called Melody Cederstrom yet, you need to do so real soon. If you keep an eye on the metals at all, you see metals are steadily going up. Oh, they fluctuate. Of course they do. Everything does. But over a period of time, they always go up and increase in value because the dollar drops in value. See, that's one thing I can't get people to understand. Gold and silver are constant. They don't change value. The fiat currency around them changes value. And seeing how the banks and businesses accept fiat currency, if you got gold or silver in hand, you can cash those in at a higher fiat currency rate and pay your bills off with inflated money. That's what I did 15 years ago, and I paid off my home 17 years early because I had some silver dollars I traded in and sold in. I sold me over 12 bucks a piece, folks. I paid $3 a piece for them and started. And paid off my house 17 years early. You see, I took something that didn't change in value. The dollar dropped in value. So I traded in. I paid off the house 17 years early with inflated dollars and saved a lot of interest on the loan, didn't I? These are simple things, folks. Just stop thinking about them. It's not that complicated. Get started on some headlines here now. By the way, Melody's number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You need to call and ask her what you can do. Protect yourself and your family. And I mean that seriously. I do mean that from my heart. We're going to start with something that is not financially related to you and I necessarily, but I think it's a terrific story that a state is starting to take a stand against a perverted sick organization called Disney. South Carolina Treasury removes Disney from portfolio due to far-left activism. Conservative lawmakers on the state level have been a wrecking ball this year to the environmental, social, and governance investing movement, as well as other woke trends, including diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the CRT movement. South Carolina State Treasurer Curtis Loftus is taking a stand against radically left-leaning mega corporations by removing Disney from the state's investment portfolio. Disney has abandoned its fiduciary responsibilities to its investors and to customers by joining far-left activists by boycotting legal, tax-paying, employment-creating corporations to further Disney's political agenda. The state treasury portfolio contains about $105 million of Disney debt that will mature and not be replaced. Loftus will be heavily scrutinizing the equity side of the portfolio in the coming weeks. Multi-billion-dollar corporations should not engage in boycotts designed to silence legitimate debates, Loftus said, adding, since America's founding freedom of speech has been one of the core principles, and Disney should not engage in nefarious practice aiming at silencing those with less power and money. Good for South Carolina. Bless your heart, South Carolina. Proud of you. Keep it up. Mr. Loftus, thank you for your stand. We do appreciate it. And I'd mean that. If more states had enough backbone to speak up in things and situations and all issues, if we had moral people to get in office, if they were truly moral people, especially we call them godly people, if they were truly godly people, they would speak up. They wouldn't have any choice. Oh, they said they lose their job. Well, I always think it's better to lose your job than lose your soul. Because Matthew chapter 10, Christ said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. And that doesn't mean that you get out in the street and say, I don't believe in Jesus. That means if you don't do his will on the job and wherever you are, you deny him through your actions or inactions, and you're going to be denied before the Father. I think that's something that's to seriously consider. I truly do. But let's move on from that. The summer of central bank gold buying extends into the fall. Central banks all the world, folks, are stocking up on gold. I wonder why. Central banks gobbled up gold over the summer, and the buying spree has continued into the fall. Globally, central banks added another 42 tons of gold to the reserves in October. China continues to be the biggest gold purchaser. The People's Bank of China added another 23 tons of gold to its hoard in October, as expanding its official reserves for the 12th straight month. Since the beginning of the year, the People's Bank of China increased its reserves by 204 tons and has added 255 tons since it resumed official purchases in November 2022. As at the end of October, China officially held 2,215 tons of gold, making up 4% of the total reserves. Wow, can you imagine over 2,000 tons of gold in today's market value? Whew. Most people believe the Chinese hold even more than that off the books. The National Bank of Poland also continued to its recent gold buying spree, expanding its reserve by another 6 tons. Its gold holdings have now risen by over 100 tons this year. In 2021, Bank of Poland President Adam Glapiński announced a plan to expand the gold country's gold reserve by 100 tons. Now that it's reached that goal, Glapiński indicated it will continue to add gold to its holdings. This makes Poland a more credible country. We have better standing in all ratings. We are a very serious partner, and we will continue to buy gold. The dream is to reach 20%. Nations that are buying gold, folks, are better credit risk, is what they're saying here. Other significant gold buyers in October included India, who bought 3 tons, the Czech Republic bought 2 tons, the Kazakh Republic bought 1 ton, and Qatar bought 1 ton. There were 2 notable gold sellers in October. 2 of them were notable sellers. The Central Bank of Uzbekistan sold 11 tons of gold during the month. The National Bank of Kazakhstan sold 2 tons. So there's some that are selling, but compared to what's buying, it's really not much at all. So when nations are, especially nations that we think are the leaders have a little bit of wisdom behind them as far as financial situations, and obviously even China does when stocking gold. Maybe individuals that can afford it need to put back a little bit of gold reserve also. Do you think they're just buying that gold? Do they have it lay there and do nothing with? Do you think they just buy because it's pretty and won't be able to put it in vaults and protect it? Or are you buying it for some kind of hedge against what may happen in the world? And it could, if it happens in the world, folks, and you're in the world, it's going to affect you. Why not have something there for yourself to help you get through whatever this may bring into your situation? Of course, I realize it's on a much smaller scale than China's over 2,000 tons. You may only have 20 or 30 ounces, maybe a little more. I don't know. But whatever you have, when it goes up in value, doubles in price from red rates right now, you need to buy something like a used car. You need to do something to keep your head above water. What can an ounce of gold mean to you to sell back when prices go up? These are things that you need to sit down and think about. And if you can afford it at all, you need to make decisions on that. And Melody is the best out there that I know of who will sit down and talk to you and say, you tell him I got $3,000, $1,000, whatever, $10,000 to spend. What should I do? She will guide you based on your circumstances, what you can do. Call her up and ask her, 800-375-4188. Now, this next article it's just a partial article. I didn't want to, it would take a long time to read it all. But it's written by Michael Snyder, and I want to share some of it with you because I think it's very, very important. And I want you to listen to the numbers and the comments being made here, because they're going to make you think a little more, perhaps, than you have been, about what real inflation really is. According to a report from Republican members of the U.S. Senate Joint Economic Committee, a typical household in this country, now listen to this, folks, this is amazing, must spend an additional $11,434 annually in order to have the same standard of living that it did when Joe Biden entered the White House. Let me repeat that again. The average household in America, in order to have the same standard of living it had before Biden took office, must spend $11,434 more to break even. Wow. The typical American household must spend an additional $11,434 annually just to maintain the same standard of living they enjoyed in January of 2021, right before inflation soared to the 40-year highs, according to a recent analysis of government data. So let me ask you a question. Has your household income gone up $11,434 a year since January 2021? If you're like most Americans, your income is hardly moved, or barely moved, and that's a fact for all of us. As I discussed last week, half of all Americans, workers, made less than $40,847 last year. If you're one of those workers, life is not easy in 2023. Even really basic things, just cost so much at this point. For example, a Big Mac value meal will now set you back $18 in some parts of the country. A Big Mac burger, a medium beverage, and a medium fry meal now cost $18 in some locations, up $10 from 2018 when former President Donald Trump was president. Visiting McDonald's has become something that only wealthy people can afford to do on a regular basis. Of course, it isn't just food that has become painfully expensive. A pound of ground beef now costs $5.23 on average, up from $3.89 in January 2020. Now, I got to make some comments here on this, folks. I'm not older than most of you out there. I'm not older. I know I'm 3/4 of a century old. But I remember when you buy ground beef 10 cents a pound. I'm serious. I could buy 10 pounds for a dollar. Yeah, it's been a long time ago. But it's still ground beef, whether it's today or back then, it's still ground beef. How come ground beef went up from 10 cents to $5.23 in my lifetime? Is ground beef, have beef cows disappeared? I mean, are they running out of cows, or what's going on here? Why is it going up? No, folks, it's because the dollar's worth less than it was. So much less than it was. In January 2020, it was $3.89 a pound. That's still expensive. But add $2 to that, you get where it is now. Coffee is up some $2 a pound. Prices for fresh fruits and vegetables are nearly 14% higher. At one point, the price of carton eggs was triple its previous pre-pandemic price. When I was growing up, my mother would feed us ground beef all the time. Now it's considered to be a luxury item. That's the truth. I remember ground beef was just a staple. Let me give you another example how inflation is killing us financially. The cost of auto insurance and the cost of home insurance are both going through the roof. The skyrocketing cost of auto and home insurance is increasingly weighing on cash-strapped Americans. In 2022, the average price of both types of insurance saw its biggest spike in more than 5 years. And this year, rates are projected to grow by an even greater amount, according to analysis from S&P Global Market Intelligence. Within the first 7 months, both had already jumped by double-digit amounts. I know mine did. When you combine both expenses, the average American homestead household is now spending over $3,700 a year for house and car insurance. According to the latest analyst from the Forbes Advisor, the average cost of home insurance is $1,582 a year for a policy with $350,000 coverage, and typical motorists pay $2,150 per year for full coverage car insurance. That means on car and home insurance alone, a household can expect to spend more than $3,700 a year. How can anyone afford that? And don't get me started on health insurance. No matter how high prices go, most of us still have to pay the bills and put food on the table. So there is only so much that we can cut back on our spending. Economic conditions are going to get a whole lot rougher from here. So enjoy these relatively stable times while you still can, because they will not last indefinitely. Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful article, folks. I mean, there's no easy way through that. The average household has to spend over $11,000 more just to break even what it did in 2020. I don't know. I'm sure y'all have felt that. I know I have. Everyone has. You walk into the store today to pick up just a few items, and you're amazed at the price it takes to get a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk anymore. Things that you took for granted that maybe weren't always cheap, but you could at least afford them. What has happened to our country is the fact that we keep printing more money, the currency, not money, that's worth less every time you print it. Every time you print it, everything costs more. But the masses don't seem to catch on to the idea that we're being ripped off. Every time we get a pay raise because of inflation, we pay more in taxes. So government actually profits from that. Inflation is a tax. These are things that we've got to understand that's happening in this country, and it's happening to us right now. If we live in a real world, and we do, we are going to see so much more of this happen in the very near future. I see no let off, folks. I don't care who gets in office. This country will never reverse itself financially. It's too late. When you're $38 trillion in debt, you can't turn around. It just is going to happen. I wish I could tell you it was. I really do wish I could tell you it was going to happen. But I'm not going to lie to you about it. I want you to prepare yourself for it. As the dollar drops in value, gold and silver will appreciate in value. So what are you going to do with it? You're going to sit back and listen and say, well, gee, I hope it gets better. You're going to sit on your thumbs and wait for something to happen? Or are you going to call Melody up and say, I'd like to try something. I'd like to ask your opinion on something. At 800-375-4188. There is nothing to lose, folks, in trying. Nothing. At least ask. After the break, we're going to find out where Trump said that he wants to be a dictator for a little while anyway. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see it in a minute. So we'll see what happens, folks. That the future is going to be maybe not pleasant, but certainly exciting, I think. I think we're going to see a lot of things happen that's going to stun us in the future more than we've ever seen in the past. So prepare yourselves the best way you can. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. We'll get on this last segment of the broadcast today. It is Wednesday, the 6th day of December, 2023, and I urge you and urge you and urge you to call Melody and talk to her. I really, truly do. Now, this next article is something that I'm just going to share it and maybe make a few comments, but I think it's interesting enough to share. Donald Trump refuses to rule out being a dictator, tells Sean Connery he may get revenge on his enemies on day one after dodging questions about abusing the law to go after people. Former President Donald Trump refused in a primetime town hall to rule out abusing power to go after his critics, saying he wouldn't do it except for one day when given multiple opportunities to forswear plans for vengeance or a power grab. Trump made the extraordinary comments after Fox News host Sean Hannity questioned him directly on some of the worst charges from his critics, that he planned to abuse power or use the justice system to take down his political rivals, and pointing out that someone's called him a dictator. To be clear, do you in any way have any plans whatsoever, if reelected president, to abuse power, to break the law, to use the government to go after other people? Andy asking. You mean like they're using right now? Trump responded, without answering the question directly. So in the history of our country, what happened to us has never happened before. Over nonsense, over nothing, made up charges, Trump said, returning to a refrain about being indicted more times than famous Chicago mobster Al Capone. After Trump pivoted to other subjects in a sit-down interview, Hannity came back to the topic, having earlier played a famous Trump clip telling supporters, I am your retribution. You promised American people tonight you would never abuse power as retribution. Hannity asked a former president who's leading President Joe Biden in a series of polls. Except for one day, Trump answered. Meaning, Hannity asked him, I want to close the border and I want to drill, drill, drill. That's not retribution, Hannity pointed out. Then Trump tried to get a laugh out of the line. He says, you're not going to be a dictator. I said, no, no, no. Other than day one, we're closing the border, and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. Now, I agree with Hannity. That's not dictating. That's doing the right thing. We will see. If Trump's reelected, will he do this? Will he actually do? Will he get out there, and then he will close down the border? That would be a wonderful thing. And then on top of that, ship back all the ones who are illegally, wherever they are and whatever they're doing. Ship back where they come from and close the border. That's my opinion. Of course, my opinion, like I always say, $1 or $2 make up coffee somewhere. But we'll see if ex-President Trump would do that. He promised big things, got in office the first time, had 2 years a chance to do it with both House under control, nothing happened. Maybe he was naive. Maybe he didn't know. I don't know that, folks. But personally, I don't trust the man. So I'll just be quite honest with you. Let's move on now. Putin arrives in Abu Dhabi for oil talks on rare foreign trip. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Abu Dhabi on Wednesday for oil talks, marking a rare trip abroad. Putin is scheduled to meet with the UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan before traveling toward Orange to Saudi Arabia, where he will meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Putin will use the trip to boost his country's agreements with key oil-producing states. OPEC, a cartel of petrol states, which includes Russia, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, recently said they would deepen voluntary oil output cuts in a bid to boost the oil market. The president's visit to the UAE comes as the nation hosts COP28, a global UN conference geared at addressing human-caused climate change. Putin will not travel to the summit, which is being held in Dubai. Putin has made a few international trips since the beginning of his country's full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. Earlier this year, the International Criminal Court put a warrant out for the Russian president's arrest, meaning that any nations that are signatories of the Rome Statute would be obligated to carry out an arrest if they landed in their territory. Neither the UAE or Saudi Arabia are party to the agreement, meaning Putin can travel to the region freely. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like Putin and Yiping are solidifying business deals all over the world. Ones that used to be totally in the pocket of the United States, including Saudi Arabia. All of a sudden, they're starting to squirm and move out of our control. Yeah, really. I mean, from Saudi Arabia to Venezuela, all to Brazil, we're seeing them move in directions that would totally control us if they decide to make a move. We will see about that. I mentioned, I think, Monday, I believe it was. It has to be Monday, I guess, about Venezuela and Guyana. Well, I want to share a couple more things about Venezuela and Guyana. Venezuela seems to be threatening Guyana about, say, a portion of his country that has great oil reserves on it. Venezuela raises stakes in border dispute, creates military zone to be carved out of Guyana. Now, that is a bold move and takes a lot of nerve on Venezuela's part. And what is likely to further inflame tensions in the hemisphere, Venezuela ruler Nicolas Maduro announced Tuesday the creation of a new military zone that will be in charge of defending an oil and mineral-rich territory of neighboring Guyana that he's claiming belongs to his nation. Maduro also designated a general, Alexis Rodriguez Cabello, as the sole authority of the Esquitipo, a chunk of land in Guyana slightly smaller than the state of Florida. He also ordered that the more than 125,000 Guyanese living in the area, which is mostly jungle, be granted Venezuelan citizenship. Now, folks, that's like a takeover without firing a shot so far. The announcement comes after Maduro claimed that 98% of Venezuelans overwhelmingly approved on Sunday his annexation of a new state that accounts for three-quarters of Guyana's current landmass. While Guyana objected to the vote and called it illegal, international observers have questioned the election results. The government's report of voter participation did not square with the empty voting stations seen during the day and was more than twice as high as that of the independent exit polls. Could it be false? Of course, it could be a lie. Of course, elections can be stolen. We all know that. We live in America. We're a third world banana republic. We know what can happen in elections, local and national. Now, Guyana is not sitting still on this or making a move. Guyana boosts security, engages U.S. to defend land from Venezuela. Guyana said it is intensifying security measures, engaging the U.S. military to help protect the oil-rich region of Esquitipo, describing Venezuela's intentions to grant oil exploration license in the area as a threat to its territorial integrity. Let me just say that again. Describing Venezuela's intentions to grant oil exploration licenses in the area that is as a threat to its territorial integrity. This piece of land does not belong to Venezuela, but they're granting a license to drill on it. Kind of like Israel did with Gaza, right? They've already sold oil rights in Gaza. Strange how that works. The country will seek to bring the matter to the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday, asking that the body takes appropriate action, President Efrain Ali said in a statement sent by the foreign ministry. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro further escalated tensions with Guyana over Esquitipo by ordering Tuesday's evening that state-owned oil and mineral companies start granting exploration licenses for deposits in the region. We will not allow our territory to be violated, nor the development of our country to be stymied by the disparate threat, Allies said in a statement, adding that Guyana's defense force is on full alert and is engaged in military counterparts, including U.S. Southern Command. Are we facing another war? I don't know. Are we facing another war? Another region of the world going to war? Sure sounds like a possibility, doesn't it? And then another part of the world also facing perhaps another war. Matthew 24 is being fulfilled so quickly. Azerbaijan warns of risk from weapons supply to Armenia. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev on Wednesday warned France and India against providing Armenia with weapons he deems a threat, saying such supplies could trigger a new war in the region. Azerbaijan will have to react to protect its people should Armenia start receiving serious installations from France and India, Aliyev told a conference in Baku, saying he's already given an advance warning to everybody. The demand from the Azeri leader follows 3 months after his forces launched a lightning offensive to restore full control over Nagorno-Karabakh as area controlled by the Armenians since the collapse of the Soviet Union 3 decades ago. Aliyev reiterated that Azerbaijan has no intention of invading Armenia. Armenia is a member of the Russian-led military bloc that hosts the only Russian army base in the South Caucasus region. Another turmoil boiling again? Another war? I don't know, folks. It seems like the world is in total chaos and unrest. And it just multiplies every day. I hope you're prepared spiritually. I mean that seriously. I truly do. hope that your mind is stable enough to handle what's going to happen to this world. And if we live long enough, but if we don't, our children will. What they'll face one day whenever our nation looks a lot like Gaza. Preparing to join NATO, Sweden signs defense deal with U.S. On the brink of joining NATO, Sweden has signed a defense cooperation agreement with Washington that will allow the United States access to all its military bases across the Scandinavian country. So the deal would bolster regional security. Swedish Defense Minister Pål Jonson said that the deal signed in Washington Tuesday will create better conditions for Sweden to be able to receive support from the United States in the event of a war or crisis. Jonson told Swedish broadcaster SVT that it didn't mean that all 17 locations were used, but where it is most important from a military perspective for them to be able to store defense equipment, for example. Sweden to join NATO. That's exactly what they want to do with Ukraine. That's why I started this war with Russia. I do believe Russia is going through a more threatened than ever. And, of course, that's going to mean more tension with Russia and the European Union. It's going to mean a lot more stress on, we'll say, the peace ties that maybe for a little while has held this place together. Wow. Very quickly, Israel raises threat level against threat to travel 80 countries due to Gaza war. Israel's telling other nations that, of course, they can't stop people from traveling. But they're warning other places. If you're a Hebrew or Jew, they call them, and live in many of these countries, like 80 of them, you might well consider being more cautious or maybe getting out of that mess. So this war in Gaza and Israel is spreading across the world. EU warns of huge risk of terror attacks in run-up to Christmas. So, yeah, now European Union says we are on red alert for terrorist attacks running up to the Christmas holidays. And, of course, the FBI Director Christopher Wray said he sees red flags everywhere, flashing lights everywhere here in the U.S. Of course, folks, we're sitting on a powder keg. And if it happens, it's going to happen because it was planned to happen that way. None of this has happened by chance. Although it's fulfilling scripture and fulfilling Bible prophecy, it still doesn't mean it happened by chance. Nothing in politics happens by chance. Nothing in the way of war happens by chance. Somebody's planned it for a purpose. There's no such thing as an accidental war. Somebody wants war, they're going to create war. Now, we are going to see more terrorist attacks all over the world. I'm convinced of that. And North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un cries in front of thousands of women as he calls on them to have more children to halt country's falling birth rate. Now, if you believe he actually sat and cried, okay, that's fine. You go for it. But he said in front of the thousands of women in a meeting, in a National Mother's Meeting in Pyongyang on Sunday, and said preventing a decline in birth rates and good children are all of our housekeeping duties. We need to handle while working with mothers, Kim said. And he sat there and wiped tears from his eyes. He talked about it. Okay. I mean, I'm not laughing at that. I just wonder how sincere those tears were. I really do. Well, folks, I'll be back with you a little while on Friday. Melanie will be back tomorrow, I'm sure, with David. Y'all have a great night. Good night.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.